Punch That Silly, presented for your pleasure. Almost time for the 4 o'clock train from the city. There's Donald standing on the station platform. Yes, and there comes Mrs. Hammond through the little depot. Where are the two old fellows? Are they really making good their threats that they won't meet the train and later have supper together? Let's listen.
Donald! Oh, Donald!
Oh, there you are, Miss Hammond. I thought you'd surely show up. Didn't Mr. Hammond come along?
No, sir. Donald, I just can't understand it. I never did know him to be so obstinate. Didn't your father come either?
I should say not. Last thing he told me before I left the store was that if I wanted to be a son of his, I'd better stay away from that Hammond family.
Can you beat that?
Toby's the store, though. Told him to stick around just in case Dad should decide he wanted to come down.
Oh, well, they'll finally get over it, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though, it had to happen just when Margie's coming home.
Don't you worry. Margie knows both of them better than to take any of their squabbles seriously.
Yeah, sure, I suppose she does. My Donald, you don't know how glad I am to know that Margie's coming home to stay this time.
Mm.
I guess you've missed her, too, haven't you?
Have I? Miss Hammond, does Margie ever say much when she's at home about me?
Say much?
Yeah.
Why, no. Well, what do you mean, Donald?
Well, I mean, about whether she cares much about me. You know, it just seems like we've always taken each other pretty much for granted, and I just don't know what I'd do if I ever found out that Margie doesn't feel the same way toward me that I do toward her.
Hey, listen, Donald. You want me to tell you something nice and reassuring?
Say, that's all I need to make this a perfect day.
Well, listen, then. Did it ever occur to you that Margie wouldn't have to take a teaching job in this dinky little town?
Huh?
That she's actually had offers through people she's met to take teaching jobs in the city at 3 times the salary?
She has. Really?
Of course she has. She's been offered the jobs, mind you. And then the school board in our town had to figure and debate whether to give her the job here.
Well, and why didn't she take one in the city?
Well, because she didn't want to be in the city. There was nothing there to attract her. She wanted to be here. She wanted to be near you.
Mrs. Hammond, she didn't tell you that, did she?
Yes, that's exactly what she told me. And that's not all.
Gee, what else?
She said, wouldn't it be terrible if you didn't feel the same way she did about it?
Oh, say, just you wait. Oh, listen, Miss Hammond. There's the 4 o'clock whistling for Turner Junction. Oh, just a couple of minutes now and she'll be here. Oh, boy, Say, look who's coming across the station platform, will you?
I knew it. I just knew he couldn't stand to stay away.
Well, Mr. Hammond, I see you got here all right.
Yes, but it didn't come to see you. Marty Wilson was in the store telling me about a new base burner he bought through the mail order catalog, and I just come down to help him uncrate it.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
Is a beauty, too.
Huh?
Well, say, ain't that the 4 o'clock?
Why, of course it is.
What do you know about that? I'm just in time to meet Margie.
Yeah.
Now, I'm right glad I happened to come down.
My Hammond, you are the most admirable man.
Well, come on, Margie. She ain't going to be on the baggage car, you know.
Oh, look. Why, look, they're removing her brown trunk. Well, there's Frank putting it on the baggage truck now.
Well, come on. She'll be on one of them 2 cars there where Donald is. I'm sure glad he's here to meet her.
What did you say?
I said she'll be glad that we're here to meet her.
There she is, Eli. There she is. Yoo-hoo, Margie.
You're too late, Ma. She and Don are all wrapped up together. She can't hear you.
Oh, Donald, it's so good to see you. Hello, Mother.
Hello,
Margie.
And now a kiss for the important member of the family.
I'll say so, Daddy. Here you are. Oh, gee, I'm so glad to be home. I hope Frank got my trunk off all right.
Yes, he did, dear. My, but you look sweet.
Well, I guess we may as well start home.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to arrange to have my trunk brought up.
Oh, don't worry about that. Frank has already loaded into my truck. And I've got 2 bags here. Shall we?
All right.
We're all going to our house for supper, Margie. You and Dad and me and Donald and Toby Moffitt. And we hope Donald's father.
Yes.
A little red-headed Toby Moffitt. Oh, it'll be good to see him again, even if he is a nuisance. Well, where's your father, Don? Couldn't he get away?
Oh, he better keep out of my sight if he does.
Oh, so that's it.
Oh, never mind, Eli. Now, Margie, you go ahead and ride with Don if you want to. Dad and I'll ride in our car. But mind you now, I want the two of you to come straight home.
Don't worry, Miss Hammond. I'll take good care of her.
Now, you two get along out to the house.
Yeah, we will, Mr. Hammond.
Dad, look. Huh? Isn't that your father coming out of the depot?
What? Well, yes. Hey, Dad, here we are.
Yes, I see you. Hello, Margie.
Hello, Mr. Smith. Oh, I'm so glad you came down.
Zach Smith, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I didn't come to see you.
Ah, you're a good sport after all, Dad. I knew you'd finally give in.
Son, I didn't give in. Marty Wilson's in the store and said a new bass burner he just bought and got here. And I just come down to help him uncrate it.
You've helped him?
Why, you lying old reprobate, you. I helped Marty uncrate that stove yesterday.
Yesterday? But Eli, why, you just said...
Never mind what I said. No Smith is going to make a liar out of me.
Now, Daddy, cool off. You too, Pop Smith. I'm going to feel terrible if you two have to fight just when I'm feeling so happy about getting home.
I know it, Margie. I hate it, too. But it's just that your pa's so darned obstinate, there's no living with him.
Oh, Daddy.
Zach Smith, don't you dare make my Margie cry. Get yourself into this car before I come out there after you.
Now, that's the idea.
Oh, sure. Go on, Dad.
Well, I don't know.
Please, Pop Smith. Come here. Let me give you a little kiss.
Sick of the house. Well, maybe I better go along that. Well, tis for getting a better judgment.
Look out now. Don't get my upholstery all messed up back there.
Why, you...
All of us up in your father's store, Donald. We'll pick up Toby. You can close the store now, can't you, Zach?
Sure. Anything to celebrate Marge's homecoming.
Oh, that's the spirit, Dad. Go ahead, Mr. Hammond. We'll follow you.
All right, son. Mind on your business now.
Yeah. I say, we better step on it. There's your dad pulling up in front of the store now.
There comes Toby running out of the store.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's so excited because he's going somewhere.
Yeah, I bet he is, too.
Hello there, Toby.
Oh, shucks. Hello there, Miss Marjorie. Oh, gee whiz. Welcome home.
Toby. Come here and give me a kiss.
Oh, shucks now.
What's the matter? You're not afraid, are you, Toby?
Oh, heck no, I ain't scared. I'm just scared that I might be scared.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here I be.
Oh.
Gee, Willikers, boy, that's keen, ain't it, Mr. Don?
Toby.
Yeah.
Toby, you locked the back door.
Oh, heck yeah. I locked her as soon as you left for the depot. I wasn't going to have nobody sneaking up behind me.
Yeah, did you have any customers while Dad was gone, Toby?
Well, just one. The Thompson kid, he come in for a dime can of bacon powder. You know, I couldn't find no bacon powder, so I sold him a dime's worth of flour instead. Wow. Yeah, it looks just the same. Nobody'll know the difference.
Toby, you didn't.
Hey, Dad, bring out a small can of baking powder. This Thompson wanted it, and Toby couldn't find it. Now, listen, Toby, you mustn't do that.
No, Mom.
If you can't find what a customer wants, well, you have them write it down and tell them I'll bring it over as soon as I get back.
Well, all right, Mr. Donald.
Now, here's your baking powder. Toby could have been a snake, it'd have bit you.
Oh, heck, I'm sure glad it weren't no snake then. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Donald, please, could I ride in the back of the truck? Could I, huh?
It's all right with Margie.
Certainly. Why not?
You folks all ready?
All aboard, Pop Smith.
All right, Eli. Let her go. Come on, Don.
Oh, gee, Miss Margie, I guess you think it's pretty keen getting to be took home in a nice new truck like this, don't you?
I'll say so, Toby. How do you like it?
Oh, gosh, fine. Yeah, she's mine. I put a bed and a stove in the back end here and live in her.
That's not a bad idea, that, Toby.
No.
Well, what are they stopping for up there? Huh? Oh, look, can you beat that? Your dad has a flat tire.
Well, of all things.
No, darn it. I just know something like this would happen if I was alone.
Yeah, that's what it does. Now, I'll take my big jack over. It'll be easier to use.
Yeah.
Yep, Eli. Well, looks like she's flat, all right.
Why, of course. I could have told you that before we looked at it.
Of course, it's just flat on one side, as they say.
Zach, shut up. This ain't a time for none of your comedy.
Here's my big jack, Mr. Hammond. Is your spare all right?
Oh, well, yes, I reckon it is. Let's see. Can you beat that? soft as putty.
Uh-oh.
You got a pump, Donald?
Gosh, no, I sure haven't.
Now, here's a fine mess. Zach Smith, do you see that vacant lot at the corner right there?
Well, I ain't blind, Emma. Of course I see it. What about it?
Here's what's about it. That's the corner where I wanted you to go in with me and put up a fill-in station. But no, you wouldn't do it. Now, if you'd showed a little sense, we'd have had that station. And all we'd have to do now would be to take that spare right over there and blow her up.
Say, are you blaming me for that flat tire? You might not have never had a flat tire right this corner again.
No, but I got one now, ain't I? Now is when we need the fill-in station.
Yeah, fill-in.
Thank you.